Well, time to thank another country business supporting country harness racing. And whenever the Echuca Harness Race Club have a meeting, there's a fairly good chance you'll see the name Super Clean Linen Echuca in the racebook form guide. I guess that explains our next guest. We're about to thank Super Clean Linen in Echuca, and Judd takes our call. How are you, Judd?
I'm great today.
Well, tell us a bit about the link with Echuca. You play a very important role, something we take for granted, but the numbers we see any time there's a harness meeting, they have to be washed, and you do that for them.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've come on board probably just over the last 8 weeks, I think. So we drop down there, I think, once a week to pick up the numbers and then give them a spin in our washing machines and drop them off so that they're all nice and clean and ready to go for the next meet.
Now, do they collect much dirt and dust? I'm just wondering your indication of how dirty they become off the back of a race meeting at Echuca.
Yeah, absolutely. Some are a bit cleaner than others, depending on where they sit in the field, I think.
You ever play lucky numbers when you see them going around in the dryer, and you might say to your staff at a Super Linen, gee, number four keeps coming up in that window every time it spins around. We should back that horse next time.
I think we're going to have to. Any excuse to help with that?
Well, there's sillier ways to try and pick a race. Tell us a bit about your business, because you're based in Echuca, and as things get better for us across the state, we know that's the case where you are. But up at the border, in recent months, how was your business affected at Super Clean Linen because you're based on the Victorian side of the Murray?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're sort of restricted at the moment. We've got quite a few of our customers that sit on the other side of the border in Moama. So there's a bit of traffic in town at the moment with border closures over the bridge. So a lot of people are sort of banked up in town, and that's making things a little bit tricky. And obviously a lot of the Moama customers there, customers typically come from Melbourne. So they've been hit hard, and naturally we're sort of feeling the effects of that as well. But things are starting to pick up, which is looking positive.
So again, I'm not being cheeky, but given all people need to do is get their dirty linen and laundry to you, and then you get it back to them, was there ever a case where you could go into Moama, New South Wales, and pick up a host of dirty laundry and linen from your regular clients there, and they wouldn't even have to cross the border, then you bring it back to do the work? Or was that too complicated with all the protocols?
Yeah, no, that's how we operate. So we've been heading over there once or twice a week. But yeah, the tricky part is sitting in the traffic. The driver's got to be pretty patient there. I think it's sort of, you know, typically it's straight over the bridge, no dramas, but at the moment it sort of can get anywhere between half an hour to an hour wait. So it's been, as I said, a little bit tricky, but we're managing to get there and back.
And you always have beautiful weather up there, but if a Echuca Harness Race have a meeting and it's dry and dusty, or it's stormy and wet, and do you think, gee, the machines will be running some dirt come Monday, or?
Yeah, absolutely. We can get them washed, rain, hail, or shine. Don't worry about that.
Fantastic. And I believe in your staff there is a connection with harness racing and Super Clean Linen Echuca. Is that right?
Yeah, for sure. So Mick Watt, that works for us, has got a few up here. He trains a few horses up, a few trotters up this way, and always good to get a tip from Mick. That always helps.
Well, great to chat to you. This segment is to thank businesses of all types that have very important roles, to small roles, to major financial sponsorships, and one of the roles you do in washing and cleaning those numbers that we see at harness meetings like Echuca every week can't be understated. One of the things we don't think about but has to happen, and we thank you for support. Good luck with your business going forward, and thanks for having a chat to us, Judd. All the best.
No worries. Thanks for having us on, and hopefully we can get to the track soon.
Terrific. Judd Lanyon, Super Clean Linen, Echuca. That's a great name to have. Gee, that's a very obvious name, Super Clean Linen, based in Echuca, and they look after all the laundry, and they sponsor the Echuca Harness Racing Club. We thank them and all country businesses for their support of country harness racing.